This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. So glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on the Holy Spirit of God. And we were looking yesterday at how Jesus said to the disciples in verse 4, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. So they were to wait for the promise of the Father. And I think that's important. Which he said, you've heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So, you know, we have this promise that we would be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And verse 8, but you shall receive power. And now that word power is interesting because it's the word dunamis in the Greek, where we get the word dynamite. And so there's this element of an empowering that comes with the outpouring of the Spirit of God in our lives. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. And so, again, this empowering is for a purpose. And I think it's important to understand that. So, again, this is an empowering with purpose. It is so that we may be effective witnesses. And this is the wonderful thing to know. God has promised the same Holy Spirit to us who believe today. Just as the early disciples needed the power of the Holy Spirit, how much more do we need the power of the Spirit today in this day and age where there's so much evil, depravity, confusion, wickedness? I think it's so important that we have the power of the Holy Spirit as well. And so when we speak of the Holy Spirit, we must understand that we were sealed with the Holy Spirit at salvation. Ephesians 1 and 13, in whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. We mustn't grieve the Holy Spirit by our words, our thoughts, or our actions. Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God with whom you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Think about that we can grieve him by the words we're speaking. It might be words of unbelief, words of despair, negativity, words of accusation, words of condemnation. Yes, people do stupid things, but you know what? Don't we all? Sometimes we can inadvertently set ourselves up as judge and jury over others. And I don't believe it pleases God. And so, you know, the Bible talks about no man can tame the tongue. And certainly I think it's something we need to be mindful of, is that I think we're too quick to shoot off our mouth and to be critical, to be judgmental. And because, of course, we are called to stand for truth. But it's important not to become Pharisees who are just standing back critiquing everybody. It's important that we, I would say, for those of us who desire to be faithful and effective, that, you know, if you give it, then you must live it. I think that's important. Regarding the gospel, if you give it, make sure you live it. So we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1. And it says, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, you know, in elementary is primary school, that's my understanding in the States, it's for little kids. Here the Bible talks about leaving the discussion of these elementary principles. And so there are elementary principles and there are advanced principles in the kingdom. And so the Bible says, let's go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. And so God wants us to go on towards perfection, or you could say to go on towards maturity. And, you know, it lays out some of these foundational doctrines. Repentance from dead works, faith towards God, the doctrine of baptisms, plural, laying on of hands and resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And so clearly you're not preaching the gospel if you're not dealing with these elementary principles, but we also have to be able to build upon them as opposed to maybe leave them behind, because I do think they are core to the gospel message. And, you know, just ask you, when's the last time you heard a sermon on eternal judgment or the resurrection of the dead? Or repentance from dead works. I think these are very, very important, you know, issues that the people of God need to be aware of. But what I want to look at there is the doctrine of baptisms. And that's plural because we are first baptized into Christ at salvation. And obviously, subsequent to that, there is water baptism. And of course, there is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So really, you could say there are three baptisms, because when you get saved, you're baptized into the body of Christ. Of course, then you're meant to get water baptized. And I believe personally, you know, that, you know, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a vital part of, you know, our equipping, our empowering. You know, for us to be effective witnesses, I believe you need the power of the Holy Spirit. And certainly, since the day I got saved, you know, personally, I've been praying in tongues, got baptized with the Holy Spirit, and it's a very important part of my daily life. 1991, walked into a church. My mom had gone in there for prayer, and I was sitting in the car. There was nothing on the radio. Walked in, and the pastor said, "John, did you receive your free gift?" And, you know, doesn't everybody love to receive free gifts? And so I said, "No, I didn't." And so he told me about salvation, and I thought it was the greatest thing I ever heard in my life, that we could have that assurance, because at that time I was seeking. God had been working on my heart, and I had truly been seeking to know the true God, to know the truth. And, you know, Psalm 51, "Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts." I believe God has put the desire for truth inside the human heart. And this is why I think it's important not to judge a book by its cover. And just because somebody is young, that we feel they won't listen to the gospel, I think we need to have a boldness to be able to speak to people. And so right there and then, I confessed to Christ, asked Christ into my life, and I was saved. But then he followed up straight away and said, "Did you know there's another gift?" He told me about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and right there and then I got filled with the Holy Spirit, and what a wonderful outpouring of the Spirit I received on that night. And really, it was just so filled with joy and peace, and you know, started praying in the Spirit, like I said, back then, and I've been doing it, you know, for well over 30 years now. And I'm very grateful to God for giving us His Holy Spirit, because even in my loneliest moments, I've never been alone. Even in the darkest times, I've never been alone. The Holy Spirit's always been there with me, and He'll be there with you as well. Just surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask God to fill you with His Holy Spirit. You know, because we need the empowering. We need that dunamis power that comes with the baptism of the Spirit. And so we get into this in greater detail in the coming days. But this is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow, right here in UCB Ireland, as we continue our series on the Holy Spirit. God bless you.